name is Fernand Forte. I'm from North Miami Beach, Miami, Florida. Come a long way. I've been here 2 years ago, and I started here as an apprentice with a lady by the name of Lillian Lewis. You probably heard her before. She's a Haitian storyteller just as I am. I am next to the youngest, besides the little girl that was sitting here. I am 20 years old, and I'm attending Barry University in Miami, Florida. I'm going to tell you a story, a traditional story that's been told in Haiti. It's about two brothers by the name of Buki and Malice. But before I even tell you this story, there's something that you must do. You have to beg for the stories. Please. Well, it's not really please, please tell me a story. It's more like, if I say creek, you have to say crack, okay? So before I tell you a story, I say creek and you say crack. Got it? Before I start, long ago in Haiti, there wasn't much television and there wasn't much radio. People used to sit outside and tell stories as entertainment. When the kids come home from school, when the kids finish doing their chores, they would come home and they would beg for their stories. That was a form of, it was like an award for them to hear the story. So late at night, either the mother, the father, the grandmother, or the grandfather, maybe even the older brothers and sisters would tell the story. And just like I told you, they have to beg for the story. So before they start, they say creek and they say crack. At the end of each story, I end up passing by to find out what's been going on. And I end up getting kicked. And I end up right here telling you the story. So when you hear me say that I was walking by and they kicked me, here I am to tell you the story, you'll know my story is over. Okay? Creek.
Creek.
This is a story about Buki and Malice. Buki and Malice are two brothers that lived in Haiti. Buki was known to be the stupid one, the very not so clever one. And Malice, like every other brothers and sisters, there would be one that would be smarter. And Malice was the smarter one. He would always have to correct Buki. Well, one day, Malice had things to do in town, so he couldn't go shopping in the open market. So he sent Buki to go and get it. But he was a little worried about sending Buki because Buki isn't too bright. Well, he said, Buki, come here. Let me tell you something. I need you to go to the open market and get me some food. Buki said, no problem, Marley, sure I can do it. Give me the list and I'll go and get it. Marley gave him a long list, and on the list was rice, was plantains, was meat, was vegetables. And Marley said, Buki, go to the store and get this stuff for me. Okay, Buki. Okay, Malish, I'm sorry. Okay, Malish, I'll go and get it. So he put on his clothes, and he grabbed the list, and he took his bag and put it on his shoulder, and he went walking along that road. And as he was walking, he noticed that somebody was following him. Now, mind you, it was very hot, and the sun was high up in the sky. So you can imagine. There was somebody following him, but this person stood not too far, not too close from him. And he did not say a word. Buki arrived to the marketplace. He started picking up the plantains. And he picked up the vegetables. And he noticed that someone was following him. He said, what do you want? Why don't you leave me alone? The person didn't say a word. So Buki thought, it's nothing of it. He continued to walk. And he took a bucket and he picked up some rice and he weighed it. And he went ahead and he got his meat. And again, he felt someone was following. He said, what do you want? Why don't you leave me alone? Do you want my meat? Here's my meat. Do you want my rice? Here's my rice. Again, the person didn't speak. And neither did the person take any of his food. So Buki got so scared and he started to run home so fast. And as soon as he ran home, he ran right under the bed. And the bed was trembling because he was so scared. And Mali said, Buki, What's wrong with you?
I said, Malish, Malish, there's somebody following me, Malish, there's somebody following me.
Malish said, Bookie, there's no one here. Who is following you, Bookie?
Malish, there's somebody in the house following me, Malish. She was following me to the store.
He said, there's no one here. Come out from under the bed and show me. So he came out from under the bed, and he was scared. He was just looking at every corner of his house to see who was here. No one was there. So he said, come outside, Malish. Come outside, I'll show you where he is. He ran outside with Malish behind him. And it was very hot. The sun was high up in the sky. He goes, there he is. There he is. See the man right there? What do you think it was?
Shadow.
It was his shadow. But because Bookie was so stupid and he did not know any better, Malish the clever one had to beat him and spank him to teach him a lesson that was his shadow. I was walking by and I heard them screaming and yelling. And I said, what's going on? They kicked me. So here I am to tell you the story. If you weren't here the first time, I'm going to say it again. Before I tell a story, audience has to beg for a story. So in order to do that, I'm going to say creak, and you're going to have to answer crack. When I say creak, you say crack. Right.
He's already cracked.
Creak. Crack. Malish and Bookie are two brothers that lived in Haiti. Bookie is the stupid one, and Malish is the smart one. Well, one day, as usual, Bookie sits outside on his front porch, and he watches all his friends walk by. But he's got one particular person that he keeps an eye out for, and that's T-Buff. T-Buff is the word used when you want to call what they have here, a little calf. You know what a calf is? Like a cow. That's what they call it in Haiti, T-Buff. Well, he has his eye out for T-Buff because Bookie is the type of person that likes to eat a lot, especially meat. So Bookie sits outside on his step. He's singing and humming, and he says hello to everybody walking down the street. And up comes T-Buff. He goes, good morning, T-Buff. How are you today? And T-Buff replies, good morning, Uncle Bookie. How are you? He goes, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Why don't you come a little closer so that I can talk to you a little better? But T-Buff knew that Bookie likes to eat meat, so he stood as far away from him as possible. He said, no, Uncle Bookie. My mother told me I cannot stay. I must run to the store and get what I need. So Bookie said, okay, T-Buff, maybe next time. Well, the next day came by, and as usual, Bookie sat outside on his porch, and he watched all his friends go by. Again, T-Buff walked by, and he said, good morning, Uncle Bookie. Uncle Bookie says, good morning, T-Buff. Why don't you come a little closer so I can talk to you? But T-Buff knew. No, Uncle Bookie, I cannot come a little closer. I must run. My mother told me to run to the store. Well, Bookie said, I've got to get to know this cow. I have to know where he lives. So he said, the next day, I'll ask him to come a little closer. Well, the next day came again, and he's sitting on his porch, and he's watching all his friends go by. And again, T-Buff walked by. He said, good morning, Uncle Bookie. And Uncle Bookie said, good morning. He says, T-Buff, why don't you come here a little closer? He goes, no, Uncle Bookie, I have to run. I have to run. But this time he asked something else. He said, T-Buff, since you can't come and talk to me, why don't you give me your address so I can come and visit you? T-Buff said, okay, I'll give you my address. He gave him the address that he lived under a mapu tree where Malfini died of yellow fever. Mapu tree is a big tree that's in Haiti, and Malfini is an evil bird that died of yellow fever. Tell them that's where I live. Come and see me tonight, Uncle Bookie. I'll be happy to talk to you. So later on that day, Bookie ran inside his house and he got his bag, and he's been talking about going to get some good dinner tonight to Malish, his brother. Malish said, Bookie, where are you gonna get this meat from? He goes, oh, Malish, I'm gonna get you some good meat. Just wait and see. But he hurried into his room and he took his bag and he got dressed and he went running outside the door and he was singing and dancing, I'm going to get some good meat tonight. When he finally got, he kept walking and he walked and he walked. And way down the road, he saw a big tree. That was the mapo tree. He said, oh, maybe that's the tree T-Buff lives. So he ran over to the tree and he saw all the bushes that were around the tree. He said, yes, this is it. So he moved the bushes and he stuck his hand into the ground and he heard this big noise. Arr! Bookie said, my goodness, this T-Buff has a big voice. Maybe I should use both my hands to get him. So he moved the bushes again and he stuck both his hands into the ground and arr! And at the same time, this big tiger jumped out. And he started to scratch him and gripe him, and he was bleeding all over. And Bookie was so scared that he ran all the way home. Malish, 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 please come take care of me, Malish, I'm bleeding. Malish took him in, put him in bed. He went outside and he got some leaves. He boiled the leaves and made some medicine, and he put it all over his body to heal his wounds. The next morning, Bookie was still in pain. So Malish, his brother, picked him up from his bed and placed him outside on the porch to watch all his friends go by. All his friends walked by, and again, T-Buff walked by. He said, good morning, Uncle Bookie. How are you today? Uncle Bookie did not say a word because he was very upset. He's just mumbled. T-Buff said, good morning, Uncle Bookie. How are you today? Again, Bookie didn't say anything. He just mumbled. Well, T-Buff decided Uncle Bookie was not in a very good mood and he did not want to talk, so he just went about his merry little way. As he watched T-Buff walk down, he called his brother, Malish, Malish, come here quickly. So Malish ran outside to see what was wrong and he said, you see that little calf? You see him? He's a good boy during the day, but go and see him at night. He turns into a tiger. Well, I was walking by, and I heard him saying this, and they kicked me. So here I am to tell you the story.